Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the people of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Do you have a favorite scripture or a favorite Bible story? This month, our writers are sharing reflections on their favorite lessons and passages from the Bible. We hope their words might inspire you to reflect on your own favorite scripture message. And we'd love to hear from you if you would be willing to share. You can reach us at podcasts@firstchurch.org. That's podcasts@STCHURCH.org.
Our scripture for today is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 18. And I'm reading from the New International Version. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. It seems that the troubles and woes of the whole world are piling up higher and higher right outside our own front doors. The news is filled with wars and rumors of wars, death and destruction, cruelty and starvation. We are bombarded with bad news stories, rumors, and speculation. I don't know about you, but I sometimes worry for the whole world. And I often feel helpless against the onslaught. I think today's scripture is particularly important as we live under the heavy burdens of too much information and so much bad, sad news. Most of us desperately want to help, to do something about the pain of the world, to alleviate the suffering. And my fellow Christians, we can help. Each day we can wake up and put on the armor of God. First, strap on your belt of truth and your breastplate of righteousness. Tie on your sandals of peace and put on your helmet of salvation. Now, holding your shield of faith, strap on your sword of the Spirit. Ready for the battle, you now seal it all with prayer, which activates your armor, and you are ready for whatever comes your way. Now step into your day alert and praying for others. All others, especially your enemies. Pray for love to win, and back up your prayer by moving through your day in the fruit of the Spirit with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control, confident that God is in control. Will you pray with me now? Dear loving God, help us to be your faithful servants, wearing your armor and sealing our hearts with trust in you. Help us to remember what you said in Ephesians 6:12, For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. And dear Lord, lead us in the way we should go. Help us to contribute to good in the world and to stand proudly wearing your armor as a beacon of hope for the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's podcast was written and read by Bernice Howard.
You've been listening to the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church in the beautiful foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains in Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I'm grateful that you've shared this time of devotion and prayer with us today. We hope you'll join us for the next episode, and we also welcome you to join us for worship this weekend, whether here in Maryville or by live stream, wherever you are. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.